It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by American Safeguard Insurance, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clay Maxey Chevrolet, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Lindsay's Excavation, North Arkansas Dental Group, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, the Salvation Army, State Farm agent James Boyette, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, Village Carpet Shop, and White River Materials. Our coverage at the stadium begins now with the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good evening, Bomber fans! We're coming to you live high atop the press box here at Wolf Puff Stadium in Piercy, Arkansas. Tonight, your 2-1 Bombers are on to take on Class 6A conference opponent, the 1-2 Wolf Pups of Lake Hamilton. I'm Tobias Pugsley, and I'll be joined tonight by my co-host, Brad, play-by-player Coleman.
We're glad to be back, T.
Man, we missed you, brother.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We'll return. We'll preview tonight's matchup against Lake Hamilton. So grab your popcorn, fasten your seatbelt, and keep it right here on Baxter Health Pregame Show, only on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
We'll continue with the Baxter Health Pregame Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages, integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
Get ready for a touchdown of choices at Village Carpet Shop. Discover an extensive array of flooring options, including renowned brands like Shaw, Mannington, Mohawk, and Armstrong. Stop by and see the Flooring Gallery, featuring the best waterproof luxury vinyl floors. Residential or commercial, they've got your flooring needs covered. Find them on Facebook or visit VillageCarpetShop.com. Village Carpet Shop. You stand on it, they stand behind it. Best wishes to the Mountain Home Bombers for a victorious 2023 football season. Let's score big, Bombers!
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
For over 70 years, we at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have had our game face on. Our passion for delivering reliable, affordable power to every corner of Arkansas is stronger than ever. And with 17 electric distribution cooperatives, we cover more than 60% of Arkansas. That's power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, winter, spring, summer, and cool fall football Friday nights. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Now, back to the stadium with more of the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to the Baxter Health pregame show. Again, my co-host, Brad, really good to have you back in the booth tonight. The Bombers had a rough one last week with Greenwood, man. You missed a tough one. But tonight, this Lake Hamilton team looks like they could possibly be very beatable.
Yeah, you know, Tobias, I hated to be out last week, and I watched and kept up with the game, and, man, Greenwood's just on a different level. But, you know, we overcome that, get past it. They're going to do that to a lot of teams this year. And this Lake Hamilton game, you know, talking with Coach Airy, you may have heard it in the pregame show, there's one of the big four. Lake Hamilton's one of the big four. You got Greenwood that's been a major player in our conference, and you've got PA who won it last year, Little Rock Christian, and then Lake Hamilton. And one of our goals as a team was to get – a win against one of those big four teams. And, you know, looking at Lake Hamilton so far this year, they started off with Lakeside, their rival, got beat. Then they turned around and played Jonesboro and won that game. Last week they met up with Little Rock Christian and got beat 42-14, I think is what it was. So they're coming off a tough loss, just like the Bombers are coming off a tough loss. Both teams are 0-1 in 6A, but this is one of those games that we had circled that if we want to look to host a playoff game, this is a game we got to have.
Absolutely. You know, coming off of last week, like you said, for all intents and purposes, Alabama, they're really like the Alabama of 6A football. Greenwood is. Like you said, there's four teams that consistently bring a really, really good team, put a good team on the field in our conference. Like our chances tonight against Lake Hamilton. I mean, they historically have had a good team, but this is a team that necessarily doesn't bring a lot of experience on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, they pretty much are in a rebuild, you know, and you don't know what that looks like. We've seen film on them. We've watched them a little bit. But they're only returning one defensive starter. And in high school football, that's a big turnover.
And
when you got 10 new guys on the field, and especially a defense like Lake Hamilton likes to run where they're multiple, where they change looks – experience plays a huge role in being able to pull that off. And, you know, I know the Bomber coaches are looking to exploit some of those changes and some of those inexperience, let's say, in the defensive side with an experienced offense that we have.
Yeah, and you talk about that experienced offense. So the first two games, Bombers come out, they go over 500 yards per game and you know, firing on all cylinders. Last week they run into a little bit of a roadblock with Greenwood, didn't put up those kind of numbers. But do you think you see the restore to those 500-plus yards tonight?
I do, personally. I get excited when I watch this and when I look at – just because we have experience. We have a quarterback, we have receivers, and we have running backs with experience. Now, our line, they're a little inexperienced, and that's really our only inexperienced part of our offense. But I tell you what, they've been playing well. You know, that Harrison game, they were moving some folks. You know, Caleb Perdue moving some folks. Josiah Choppa moving some folks. I know Yarbrough's going to be out this game. He's out. And so look for Gray Pageant maybe to be at center and take some snaps there for the Bombers. But, you know, we've been able to block. And we got a senior quarterback that hits the right play. So I feel we're going to put some points on the board tonight.
I agree. I think you also have that safety net, if you will, and Hubbard and the running back. I mean, he's been able consistently. I mean, I wish we could track this season as yards after contact because there'd be a lot of them.
Yak, he's a big yak guy, right? He and we talk about it on the – we've talked about it during the Nettleton game. We talked about it during the Harrison game. And I'm sure last week, too, he very rarely goes backwards. When he gets hit, he falls forward. And, you know, that's 1 or 2 yards every time you fall forward. That's a big deal.
You're right, and we hope to look for him to get it done tonight. Now let's turn our sights to the other side of the ball. The defense had struggled a little bit last week with Greenwood, but they're definitely going to have their hands full tonight with what I'm going to dub as the Wolf Pup Wing Tee. So we're going to see a lot of you know, run heavy offense, but they will try to flip it out and pass a little bit. So what do you think our defense is going to have to do to stop it tonight?
You know, we've got a totally new defensive scheme tonight that Coach Airy's put together for us. He showed me a little bit of what's going on with it. You're going to see some spread out. You know, when you look at Lake Hamilton, number one, Easton Hurley, their quarterback, good size kid, 5'10", 180, left-handed quarterback, is accurate, likes to run the ball. He kind of runs their offense. He's their senior. He is just accurate enough to throw the ball, but they're going to be in that kind of wing tee. You're going to see the quarterback turn his back, one running back go one way, one running back go the other way. They might pitch it on a reverse. You got to really pay attention to where those guards are pulling. That's going to be the telltale for our linebackers. But you also got to stay home because they do have some receivers. You know, another one you're going to hear, running back Hayden Barton, number 44 for Lake Hamilton. You know, that was talking with Neil Denton with the Baxter Bulletin. He was saying, you know, they've pretty much attributed to 90% of their offensive yards in their first two or three games. So those are the two names that Bombers are going to key on. But once again, you got to be careful. Lake Hamilton has always put together big plays against us. They put together big plays last year to beat us in a tight game at Bomber Stadium. And you can't let that big play happen.
You're right. It's one thing with the wing tee. It's very hard sometimes, especially to find the football. When they turn their back there and you'll see those guys in the cross motion, it can be sometimes difficult. So our guys are going to have good eyes tonight. They're going to have to flow the football well. But if we can stop them on defense, we've got confidence in our offense to get the job done tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Harrison game. You know, I feel this is what we're going to see. Only time will tell. 15 minutes here to be able to tell. I think we're going to score. I think we're going to put the ball in the end zone. It's going to be a matter, can the Bombers get those 2 to 3 stops each half to give us the enough cushion, I guess, to walk away with this.
Well, that'll be our hopes tonight. And, folks, they have loaded in a truck full of fireworks like nothing I've ever seen. And we just hope they don't get to use them tonight. So we'll be back on more of the Baxter Health pregame show. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
Touchdown! We're getting closer to kickoff time. The Baxter Health pregame show will return in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages. Integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise, Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemec Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lemec Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart Mountain Home or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
Money is never an easy topic to talk about, but it is a must when you have kids. The Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan makes saving for college or trade school quick and effortless, and all contributions are state tax deductible. Brighter futures start today. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Section 529 Plan Review Committee.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or 2 savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item.
Touchdown!
The Baxter Health pregame show continues from the stadium on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to the Baxter Health pregame show. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure right here at home. you're back with us here at Piercy, Arkansas. I mean, it's just south or just a little bit outside of Hot Springs with Lake Hamilton Wolves. Take on your Mountain Home Bombers tonight. Big 6A West matchup between the Bombers and the Wolves. Hey, both teams are 0-1 in conference and looking to try to get a jump start on the other in that 4A or 6A East or 6A West, my apologies, standings to get a playoff bump. Tobias, tonight, beautiful night here at Lake Hamilton Wolf Stadium. What do you think?
You know, it's finally starting to feel like football weather a little bit. You know, there's a little bit of Christmas in the air. When the sun goes down, it's getting cooler faster. And I remember as a player, that's when I got excited because then it felt like football. And so hopefully these guys are feeling some of that tonight. Let's go ahead and get into our referees real quick. Tonight's refs are brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Tonight's officiating crew, we got referee Mark Sanchez. Umpire Dale Montgomery, head linesman Billy Compton, line judge Ethan Thomas, back judge Nathan Wagner, and field judge Matt Blood. And we're going to need a good outing by our officials tonight.
We are. Yeah. You talk about tonight's. I was down on the field before pregame. You know, Mountain Home's out there, they're doing the Bomber Jacks, and there's a little. It looks like an elementary school or Head Start program over here next to us to our left. And, I mean, they had the band down there. They had their mascots. And, boy, it felt like football weather. It got me excited to watch a good football game. And, you know, let's hope the Bombers can take this win tonight and get a head start here in this 6A West.
Must be Ninja Turtle night. We're looking over in their student section. They got several students filing in. They're all dressed like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, got them all over there.
Yeah, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Man. I have to go with Raphael.
Man, I could see that. Strong Raphael. Leadership.
Yeah.
I was more of a Michelangelo guy.
You're the pizza guy.
Cowabunga, dude.
That's Coach Fulcher. I bet he's a pizza dude with our press box pizza.
Always taking care of us. Big shout out tonight to, you know, talking about press box. Lake Hamilton's really rode out the red carpet for us. They got fish and shrimp and all kinds
it's
of
awesome.
Things. I mean, they really raised the bar.
We got Coach Husky here beside us. We've been kind of pointing at it all night, telling him, hey, this is what we need to do at Bomber Stadium, right?
Maybe we can get some movement on that.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be an exciting night for football. You know, one of the things we're talking about, the referees, I haven't seen an official crew warm up quite like they did earlier. They were stretching it out, running
some
40s.
They hit a 20-yard. They were like jogging out 20 yards. I like it. I really enjoy it, you know. It's good that they're ready to get in the game and be prepared here. Yeah, it looks like it's just an awesome venue here that we are. If you haven't been down to Lake Hamilton and seen their stadium, they got their kind of basketball stadium that's overwrapping here. I guess it's the east side of the stadium, and then the west side is open, and the band down here in the student section, and it's an awesome deal. I'd say we got a lot of Mountain Home fans that have made their way down here tonight to cheer on the Bombers.
We have, I'd say, about half the stands full tonight already. They're still filing in. What I really like down here at the stadium is you kind of almost have like some suites kind of thing built in there. They got some VIP and a nice little video board above it, so mm-hmm. Great thing is this press box, whole front's glass. It's going to be easy to see tonight, hopefully easy to bring the right numbers.
That's right.
I won't struggle as much this week with you here.
Maybe. Don't jinx us too early here, Tobias.
Somebody did ask me if we were going to get any touchdown Arkansas tonight.
Hey, you know what? Maybe so. Let's hope we have a lot of chances for me to mess that one up,
hey,
right?
That's what we want. Well, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with you here shortly. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on YouTube on Bomber Sports Network.
Baxter Health pregame show will continue with more in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
visiting with Clay Maxey. So let's talk about the moms and dads and grandparents packing up those Chevrolets to hit the road and take them to practice and take them to games.
Honestly, it's the most joy that I have is following my son around playing basketball or my little girl, you know, hitting the golf ball. It is something that's time consuming, but it's time that you'll never get back. You know, it's long days, it's practices, it's running from here to there and needing to load up the Tahoe or the Suburban. But if you look at it as the blessing that it is, it's true joy.
Here's to Friday night under the lights. Go Bombers from ClayMaxeyChevrolet.com.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Visiting with Ms. Kristen Goodwin, how would you describe the culture at Hackler? I've always heard it referred to as Happy Hackler.
Well, we are very happy at Hackler. We're very proud of the work that we do at Hackler. I think that we have outstanding students and we have a faculty and staff that I am immensely proud to work with. They are easy to talk about. They're easy to celebrate because they want what's best for our students. And I'm very proud to be able to lead them.
A lot of cities claim to be unique, but are they really? Were they the off-season playground for legends like Babe Ruth and Al Capone? Do they sell beer made from thermal spring water that comes straight from the ground below? Do any of these places have a street that has a gangster museum on one side of the road and a national park on the other? Let me go ahead and answer that for you. They don't, because none of them are Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
Now, back to the stadium with more of the Baxter Health pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let me tell you. You're my little boo thing, so
welcome back to Lake Hamilton. The color guard is on. They just wrapped up the national anthem in the moment of silence. There's a drone flying overhead, people still packing in the stadium. Captains are starting to come out on the field right now.
Yeah, what an awesome night for football. I know we talked about it, but, man, it just feels so good. You know, right now we don't have Lake Hamilton's captains out here quite yet. We do have Mountain Homes. Introduction to tonight's team captains are brought to you by White River Materials. For all your concrete and limestone needs, give White River Materials a call today. Captains for the Mountain Homes team tonight is going to be senior quarterback number 6, Cade Yates, as well as senior running back number 25, Chris Hubbard. We have yet to get Lake Hamilton's captains as they are just kind of now making their way out of their
taking their sweet time.
They are.
Kind of strolling out here. Aries leading 25. The Bombers out from behind the visitors' stands. Yeah, and they kind of look like so Lake Hamilton kind of looks like the Washington Commanders now it is.
Yeah, they got the Navy. They're maroon uniforms with white letters and maroon hat with the wolf on the side. And Mountain Home's going to be in their blue pants with white uniforms and blue numerals on there. And, you know, one thing we do have, I don't know if you're watching on Bomber Sports Network or not, we also have the, we'll call it the cockpit cam tonight. You got me and Tobias on camera, so you got to watch out for what that is, T, as we're doing it through here. Tonight's captain's going to, for Lake Hamilton, they're going to be number 1, Easton Hurley, quarterback. Looks like number 79, Glenn Torres. Looks like number 97, Brian Garcia.
Number 19.
And number 19, Jacob Muddyman. As they start to make their way to the field, we're going to have a coin toss. Tonight's coin toss is brought to you by the office of Rob Coleman and the team at American Safeguard Insurance. They are proud to support our local athletes and their families, offering insurance and Medicare, home, auto, life, business, and more. Rob Coleman at American Safeguard Insurance. Tonight's coin toss. So as the captains start making their way to the field, refs are picking their hands up. We're going to see who's going to win the toss tonight. If you're Mountain Home, if you win the toss, what do you choose to do here, Tobias?
I think you go down and score right off the bat. I know that's a little not the typical answer, but, man, come out and make a statement.
So
like,
as the coin
show that you can't stop them right off the bat.
Yeah, when the coin toss comes, you can either take the ball or you can defer to the second half and the other team gets to choose what they're doing. So here we're waiting on the coin toss. The coin's going to be up in the air. The official's talking to both teams as Mountain Home runs through their their sign made by the cheerleaders and travel well. Got a lot of Mountain Home fans here.
Big shout out to the cheerleaders.
Yeah. Made a sign for the road. Still waiting on the coin toss here.
There's a lot of explaining going on in the coin toss tonight.
There is.
A lot of chatter down there.
There is. Usually we have this timed out just about right, but Lake Hamilton seems to take their time.
All right.
Looks like Mountain Home has won the toss, and we are going to defer to the second half. So Lake Hamilton's going to get the ball. We will be back right after this short break with the kickoff of tonight's game, Lake Hamilton versus Mountain Home.
You've been listening to the Baxter Health Pregame Show. It's almost game time. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ready for more banking convenience? How about an ATM that connects you to a real person in real time? Arvest Bank's new ATM with live teller in front of the Walmart in Mountain Home offers a new convenient way to bank. Connect with a friendly Arvest teller for assistance from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. It's a fast and friendly way to get face-to-face service from your car. Try out the Arvest ATM with live teller at 2619 Highway 62 East today. Real people make it a real smart way to bank.